few. Okay, Rabbi, or Liyam Vov. Or Liyam Vov, here we go on Parshas Vayikra Tovshanayin Gimel. Okay, I'd like to give a little bit of a rundown for the Seder, for those people who are going to be running the Seder. What are we really supposed to be doing at the Seder? And this is my Haggadah. This was the Haggadah that was in style when I was a bacher in yeshiva called the Migdal Eder. It was considered fancy in those days because it had mefarshim in the bottom. Now there have been 5,000 dozen Haggadahs that have been printed since that time. But I have written down inside here what one should try to do. I'm saying that this is the... this is what I use it to say.
I'm going to take a look at one thing.
Okay.
That determines if
you
use it.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah.
It's filled with wine and all kinds
yes.
of other stuff like mine is that I know you've used.
Yes, you got it. You got it. We'll show you later. Now, okay, here we go. Okay, the first thing and the first problem with the Seder, I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate as we begin, is that my goal tonight is to try to get all of us, speaker included, to appreciate and understand in the Pasha Pshat what's really happening in the Seder. Umamela, first Kasha. The Seder begins with Kol Dichvin. Kol Dichvin, we make an announcement that everybody is invited. Everybody's invited. And of course, the problem with the invitation is that the door's locked. We're home. So if any of our children or any of our guests at the Seder will turn to us and has an English Haggadah and says, Abba, Uncle, Daddy, Papa, Zaidi, whatever the term might be, that what are we doing? Who are we inviting? Who are we inviting? Who are we inviting? What does it mean? What does it mean? So... it obviously does not mean to invite the people who don't have a Seder yet. First of all, without getting into Bez Hashem Yisbarach, those of you who already have and those of you who will have sons who are going to come home from yeshiva, they're going to start asking you to lamda sheshaylo, that lamaisa, you can't invite anybody to the Korban Pesach, if they're not minam menuyin, they had to be appointed beforehand, so who are you inviting? Tonight's shiur is not a shiur for raid and for lamdas. The simple question that somebody's going to ask is, who are you inviting? What is the simple answer to that question? Who are you inviting? A. B. We don't make this invitation, we don't make this statement, not on Leil Shabbos, not on Leil Sukkot, not on Leil Rosh Hashanah, not on the last days of Pesach, not on Leil Shavuos. We don't make this statement any of the time. What Manish Tana, we're making this statement. Okay, so the answer, I believe, the simple answer is, and this is very difficult to do, simple answer is you have to mean it. You have to mean it. Klal Yisrael has a minig that we start off the Seder with a declaration. Any Jew who really needs our help, I want to help. Now, this is not a segula formula that if you say the words, pardon the expression of mumbo jumbo, so mamela, everything is fine and dandy. That's not what's going on here. This is a very, very hard thing to do. A person has to sit, stand, and concentrate that I really want to help Kol Dichvin. Kol Dichvin. I really mean I want to open my house. Now, technically speaking, the door's unlocked, there's a little shimurim, so somebody will walk in, but that's not the push-up shot. The push-up shot is that a person has to be willing to open his heart. Has to be willing to open his heart. Now, this is combined with the following, and that is that the words Kol Dichvin are in Aramaic. They're in Aramaic. Aramaic is a challenge, l'halacha, because Aramaic is a challenge to halacha because Aramaic is a language that's not understood by Malachim. And therefore there's a problem when we, anytime we daven in Aramaic, it's always Aramis, it's always a problem of B'shaila, and we say it in Uvalatzion, and we say it by Brich Shemei. Everybody talks about why there are certain tefillahs that are in Aramis, we should really be davening only in Lashon HaKodesh. But one of the answers is that the Malachim have to be able to transport our tefillahs to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. They can't transport them if it's in Aramis. So why is it called Dichvin in Aramis? And the answer that's given is, and this is the second part of what we're going to try to do here tonight, and that is, why or who comes home with me? Leil Shabbos, Shnei Malachim. Leil Sukkis, if your minig is to acknowledge Yishpizin, then it's Yishpizin. Okay. Leil Pesach, it's the Shechina. The Shechina. Horaya. We're davening in Aramis. Okay. But there's more to it. And that is that if a person wants to be able to relate to the Shechina, then a person has to be in a matziv, and this is a word I'm going to talk about on Shabbos afternoon at the shir before Mincha. We're talking about the Shabbos of Achdus. But a person has to really be willing to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the father of everybody in Klal Yisrael. I'm not talking about everybody in the world, but everybody in Klal Yisrael. Father of everybody in Klal Yisrael. You have to be able to say to Father, I really want to have all your children in my house. And then a father feels invited. Then father feels like he's willing to stay. Then father feels that his children are connected. And the father feels he has a family. And that's not easy. That is not easy. It's not easy. It's much easier said than done. To really be able to get along with people who don't think like you, don't talk like you, don't dress like you, don't walk like you, don't send their schools to the same schools as you. All the things. To really get along is a challenge. And it's our biggest challenge. Because when we don't get along, very often, kinna leads to sinna, and sinna leads to gullus, and sinna leads to destruction, sinna leads to churban, and sinna definitely precludes the ability of geula. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, tonight I'm willing to come. Tonight I'm willing to come. Okay, what are we willing to do? What are we willing to do? So we make this unusual statement that says, kol dichvin. It's not unusual anymore. And it's not, what should I say, illogical. It's bedafka on Leil Pesach, the only time we're involved in this concept of the Shechina coming home, and we're trying to get everybody together. Why?
Why don't we say it like a mensch, as opposed to Kol Dichvin, where we got to go clear Hakiras and everything?
Okay, that's a very good question. That's a good question, why? It's a good question, why? It could very well mean, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, as the saying says, Rachmona Liba Boyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our hearts. He wants us to be sincere. He wants us to sit and really think about this. Forget about meaning. I don't mean forget about inviting them. First, let's get it inside. Mean it. Mean it. Let's really mean it. Let's think about it and let's say it. Mean it. Mean it. Mean it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boychein Lebovais. And that's what we're starting off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in our hearts. Let's say it. Let's mean it. Let's see what we can really do about it. Now, tonight, Seder night, Leil Seder is the Yom HaLedes Shel Klal Yisrael. It's the birth of Klal Yisrael. So, at the birth of Klal Yisrael, obviously the father, the parents are there at the birth, and they want to see what's going to be. They want to see what we're willing to do about it. They want to see if it's, pardon me for using such an expression, that, you know, it's put-up time. Let's see what you want. Now, if that's the case, we now have the... I would say two other things. One thing is, you know, I know many people mean it as a joke, but you know, I have it written down in my Haggadah to do it, that we start off our Haggadah by singing Happy Birthday. I've told you, I say it all, most of the years I say it, I have it written down in my Haggadah right here, that we start off our Seder by singing Happy Birthday. Happy Birthday to us, Happy Birthday to us, Happy Birthday to Klal Yisrael, Happy Birthday to us. Now, the reason for that is very simple. I'm not trying to. This is not a mini Klal Yisrael that we have to learn Pshat. I'm saying the reason is because Lamaisa, the Seder, is really, as we're going to see as we go through, the Seder is really a birthday party. It's one of the things that's taking place at the Seder. And we sing at a birthday party, and we drink a l'chaim at a birthday party, and we give each other brachos at a birthday party, but it's a birthday party, there's a lot of parts to it. We'll see as we progress. But one of the things at a birthday party is that we sing Happy Birthday. We sing Happy Birthday. Now, here we go.
Don't blow out the candles.
Don't blow out the candles. Very good. Good. Very good. Excellent.
No, we sing it also. Because Mayan Koyoni was born on Pesach's first day.
Excellent. Excellent. But that's Happy Birthday to you. So Happy Birthday to you. We sing Happy Birthday to us. We sing Happy Birthday to us. Okay, then. We sing Kaddish Urchatz, as we all know, and it's a nice thing if you can explain simple explanations. Simple explanations. Then we make Kiddush. Okay, and then it's Cholach Ma'anyo with Kol Dichvin, as we just mentioned. Okay, now, it's Manishtana. Okay, now Manishtana has become this big emotional issue. And here is why, this is the thrust, the crux of what I want to say to you. Okay, my hard drive memory is, on the farm, Seder night, my great-grandfather was Shalom, my grandfather was Shalom, my father was Shalom. my Bobby Allah Shalom, now it's my mother Allah Shalom, but the great grandfather, and father. I'm saying Manishtan. I had a nice voice. I was the kid who was in yeshiva, and my great grandfather and grandfather never went to yeshiva in their lives, and they were on a farm, and I was the source of nachas. They got the whole pash. I'm singing, I say Manishtan. Givaldik. And yet, Zayd 11, Tat 11, the Elta Zayd 11, get my info for the fear. Kash is the answer to four kashas. Okay, so what happens after that? I never got an answer. Nobody ever told me what is the answer to the four kashas. What's the answer to Manishtana? I used to remember thinking I was 9, 8, 9, 10, I don't know how old I was, 29 also, I don't know. What's the answer to the Manishtana? Where's the answer? Now this is the Achrayus. Because the mitzvah halayla, the doraisa of the halayla is not Kiddush. Kiddush is not a doraisa in the Yotav night. Dalat Kresis is not a doraisa. Mora is not a doraisa. Matzah is a doraisa. We're not there yet. Before we get to matzah, the first doraisa of the night, and in some ways no one can measure any mitzvahs, but in some ways this is more important than all the other doraisas. I'll show you why, a proof in a moment. But the first mitzvah doraisa is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim means, Chazal say it's a Mishnah for Reshes, the Gemara for Reshes, and Ari Pesachim, has to be Derech Shaila Utshuva. Questions and answers. So here come the Kindleach, the children that, and they ask the four questions. Beautiful, Yiddish, English, Spanish, Hebrew, Gemara. Now what? So if we say the following, but before we do this, this is what happens in our Seder. Kan HaBen Shoyel. In all Haggadahs, it says Kana ben Shoyel, now the child asks. Which of course means, now the child asks Manishtan. Okay. In the Haggadah called the Yaged Moshe, many years ago, I believe, I don't even remember who showed it to me anymore, I don't remember, it was in the Kollel days, I don't remember. Kana ben Shoyel means that now the child is asking. We. You need Chassidish of blood to interpret it this way. But Kana ben Shoyel means now we the children ask our father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for anything we want. Kana ben Shoyel. It's an auspicious occasion, even though it's Yontif, you're allowed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu whatever you want. We stop our Seder at this point for 30 to 45 seconds. We tell everybody to concentrate, complete silence, and everybody asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever you want. Now, the sefer that this originates from is called the Yaged Moshe, which is one of the Pirushim on Haggadah. And the Yaged Moshe, he says something which is absolutely phenomenal, which you need, and this is why you'll see the connection in a moment, you need to be a person who's an Adam Gadol to do this. I forgot which Rebbe. I believe it was the Radomsky Rebbe. This is what he would do by Kana Ben Shoyel. All Yidden, first of all Yidden. I just said everybody asks the Kodesh Baruch Hu what they need. Now it's all Yidden. We're in a different playing field. We're in Kol Dichvin playing field. Zokter Adamske Rebbe. All Yidden should have Gesund, Parnasa, Nachas. All Yidden.
Geffen.
Not me. All Yidden. Geffen. All Yidden. Gesund, Parnasa, Nachas. That's all Yidden. That's pretty good. All Yidden. All Yidden. In this house, in this community, in the world. All Yidden. What a tefillah. All Yidden. Kol Dichvin. Then a Rebbe, as only a Rebbe can do, a Rebbe says, all Yidden, even Yidden, who are Rishon. All Yidden. Spell for all Yidden. All Yidden, Gizun, Parnasa, Nachat, and come back to the Beirah if you're not there. Okay, that's not enough for a Rebbe. All Yidden. All Yidden. Come back to the Beirah if you're not there. All Yidden, get out of Gehenna if you are there. You hear a Kol Dichvin? You want to know what Kol Dichvin means? We're talking serious now. We're talking different. We're talking in the ionosphere somewhere. We're talking about a person who understands what it means to be an Oyev Yisrael. Kol Dichvin. I'm giving you an opportunity to daven, so I'm davening for a pack of bubble gum, or a new car, or a new house, or a little bit more parnasa, which is all gevaldik, very nice. Maybe even to learn a little better, and to daven a little better. And here's the Yid who's getting up and davening for all the Kol Yisrael. Kol Dichvin. Kana ben Shoyel, Kol Dichvin. Okay, so the Seder is set, and we're getting into the Seder, and it's Kol Dichvin.
You do that after the Manishtan or
before? I do it before Manishtan. Kana ben Shoyel before the Manishtan. Kana ben Shoyel. The lead-in from Kol Dichvin makes the Vayagi Moshe, Go ask. I don't tell anybody to ask for the Rishonim in Gehenna. Just go ask whatever you want. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's here. It's Aramis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's here. So go ask him for it. He's here. Kana Ben Shoyal. Okay, now we finished. Manishtan. Okay, now we have moved off from that part, and now we're into Dagod. Okay, here is the answer. Everybody knows, you know, keep it simple, right? Keep it simple. Here's the answer to Manishtan. Manishtan has four questions. You ready? Only matzah? Only mara? Shtei tibulim? And haseba. Right? Manishtan, matzah? Show you rockets, or the mora? Here's the answer. Avodah mayinu lefar mitzrayim. Children, kindlech, enochlech, whatever you want. Avodah mayinu lefar. We were slaves. You know what a slave does? A slave eats matzah, a slave eats morar, and a slave dips into salt water. And a slave dips into haraisis, is mortar. That's what a slave does. Avodah mayinu. Now, Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu Misham Yechazokav Zoyinetuya. End the story. We were slaves, we were freed. Freed, Misumi. Four questions, one pasuk, everything's answered.
But the fourth one is not appropriate to what we were
saying. Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu Misham Yechazokav, we're freed. That's why we do our seva. The fourth one is the second part of the pasuk. One statement, one sentence, all Manishtana is answered. If a person tells his children, you understand the questions, here's the answer. I wish somebody would have told me to say it. I'm not blaming anybody. I wish somebody would have told me to say that. This is the answer. Answer. That's the mitzvah. We have now fulfilled the mitzvah. Shela, tshuva, four questions. Answer. End the story. Then the Baal Hagodah adds the ilu emphasis. The ilu hoitzei Hakadosh Baruch Hu was over Seder Mitzrayim, and had we not gotten out, onu uvaneinu who are at the Seder, maybe uvanei vaneinu who may be at the Seder, mishubadam inu far mitzrayim, we'd all be slaves. This is real. Had we gotten out, Haseba. Had we not gotten out, Matsumara and Tibu. That's what would have been. Now, who has to do this? This is a little bit backwards. I'm not, somebody may ask you the question. It's a good question. And by the way, our Seder, as I mentioned earlier, we have a box of bubblegum. Bubblegum's flying all over the place. Anybody ask a good question? Bubblegum, and you're allowed to make a shakel in the Abedvoro. After you make Kiddush, you can make a shakel and eat the bubblegum. Absolutely no problem. Halacha. Give out candies. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva ended shir early, only 2 days a year. And one of them was Erev Pesach, the other one was Erev Yom Kippur, so people go home to eat Erev Pesach so that he could prepare the roasted nuts to give the children. Children, this is it, this is it, this is their night. When I say their night, it's their night to make the mitzvah. Not, it's a balance, not their night to perform. You know, don't send them to bed after Manashara. You know, send them to bed after Avodah Mayinu. One more sentence. Avodah Mayinu. Okay, now. Who has to do this? We tell our children. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Vilna Gaon, the Rambam, we know the story already. Mitzvah, leinu l'tzapet, tzias mitzrayim, cholamar b'l'tzapet, and the more you do about Sipur, the more you discuss the story, cholamar b'l'tzapet, tzias mitzrayim, harei ze meshubach. Two meanings. Harei ze meshubach, the story is more enhanced. Harei ze meshubach, I am more enhanced. Develop a yad set over from Biruchim, it means I am more enhanced. I am more enhanced. I'm more enhanced. Biruchim set over the Altav and Kelim. I become a better person. I have more of a shaykhus. I am a shubach. Okay, now, we want to reiterate, we want to strengthen, we want to corroborate. I'm not joking, says the Baal HaGadol. You want proof? Here's proof. They stayed up all night. Who stayed up all night? Rabbi Akiva stayed up all night. He didn't know the story. He's here to try it. We do it. Now, there is a very unusual mitzvah. It's called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We do it one night a year in a very elaborate way at a table with four cups of wine, with matzah, with standing, with singing, with sitting, with all types of mitzvahs. Right? Matzahs, Mora, the whole thing. However, to emphasize how important and fundamental this concept of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is, every day of the year, men, twice a day, we do it in composite form. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Those of you who daven Ma'ariv already said it. Those of you who didn't daven Ma'ariv will say it. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Asher Yetzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. When you say those words in Kriyishma in the morning and night, besides the mitzvah of Kriyishma, there's a mitzvah called Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And according to most Paiskim, it's a Daraisa. And that's what we pass on Allah. It's a Daraisa. Twice a day, two Daraisas. One in the morning, one at night. And what is this Daraisa? It's a shortened version. It's a mini version. It's a Me'an of the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And all of this is in the Haggadah to emphasize. Emphasize what? The Mitzvah of discussing Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nothing more, nothing less. It's an unbelievable concept. Then we have a break. We have a break. And the break is to teach us something else. Teach us what? Who do you do this Mitzvah with? Children. What type of children? Only bright, young boys. You don't know the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is only for bright, young boys? You have girls at your Seder?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, really? What an unbelievable person you must be. Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu. Baruch Shazan Torah Lema Yisrael Baruch Hu. Kineger Abo Bonim Divra Torah. Now here's the challenge of life. I just told you that we have a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is to answer our children, and the mitzvah is even by Chacham, and the mitzvah is cool on the point, and the mitzvah is by everybody. Yeah, everybody. Yeah, everybody. What about the kid who's a pain? Sorry. What about the kid who's not a pain, but I perceive the kid as a pain? What about the parent who's a pain? Right? Can I get a ball bottom to Torah? Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha. And now you know what? What does the Chacham ask? And what do you say? What does the Rasha ask? And what do you say? What does the Tom ask? And what do you say? What does the She'eino Yodea Lishol ask? And what do you say? And the answer is that you have to have some type of interaction, and interchange with them. And it's not so easy to do. Not so easy to do. We're not talking about we're having this class of super mitzionim, of these young lads who are picture perfect and wonderful balei midos and handsome and cute and cherubic and they sing and they've never done anything with chutzpah in their life. That's what we're talking about here. Chazal said immediately, Baal Seder said, let's get real. Let's get real. Russia, Tom, and Elisha, there's a chacham also. And deal with it. It's a challenge. Who said life is not full of challenges? There's a challenge. This is real. This is Seder night. This is real. It's real. It's real. Okay, now, there's a paragraph here which is a big challenge, which I'm not going to discuss other to say that I am not exactly sure of the flow. I have a whole teretz here, but I don't want to take up the... I would like to take up the time. We're not going to have enough time. Yochol Meirish Chodesh. Yochol Meirish Chodesh, Talmud Leima. What that paragraph is doing here is problematic. Okay, fine. It means that Pesach could have come out of Rosh Chodesh, be based on the Pasuk. Why it's here, you don't have to answer every question at the Seder. Okay? Now, Mitchila Oivdei Kechavim Hoyu Avoseinu. Stop the Seder. You ask Manishtana four questions. Four questions. Right? Matzah, Mora, Tibul, and Haseb. You know what? The Gemara says there are two terutzim for this kasha, for these four kashas. One is the Vodam Ayinu. We did that. Next teretz. Mitchila, Machlok is great Amoroyim. You know, in the beginning, we were not so good. We were enslaved as a result. We're not so good. Matzah, Mara, Tibul. We could say we brought it upon ourselves. You worried that what is our? Then Akshav Kivon Amokal Avadasli. Now we bring in something new. Hakadosh Baruch Hu freed us, and He brought us close. He brought us close, and now we have a slew of psukim. English. 5,000 dozen Haggadahs, right? Many of them are in English. Read English. Read the Haggadah beforehand, like you're supposed to do in Shabbos Haggadah, according to some people have that minute. Read it through in English. What's this supposed to do with the price of tea in China? Oh, wow, well, Yeshua's here. What's Yeshua doing here? What's Yeshua? Why is this supposed to? There's a pasuk from Sefer Yoshua. History. Fine. Then, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a bracha, Baruch Shem after Chasol Yeshua. Gave us a bracha. He's going to get us out. He's going to get us out of where? He's going to get us out of Mitzrayim. Okay, now we have a break. What's the break? I don't know why, and I don't know how. Because as I've said many times in shul, how many times people say, this is the minig in Kaiser. What minig in Kaiser? You've been to 2 starim in your life, 3 starim in your life. Your father, your father-in-law, and maybe face if you were lucky, whatever. Maybe when yeshiva somebody, you stayed there at the shul, you want somebody else to say that. Okay. Nobody knows what's going on, right? Or maybe now because people go to hotels. I don't know. But one thing is kind of strange. Most people sing the same nigunim. I don't know how it happened. But right now it's the Hisham Dov Hussein. Both of Chizuk. Both of Chizuk is he Shomda Laboseinu Vulam. With the Kais. We're excited. It's a L'chaim time at the Seder. We lift up the Kais, it's L'chaim time. He Shomda Laboseinu Vulam. We're not the only generation. Hold over the door. Oim Dimaleinu L'chalos. What happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzeinu Miyadam. This is what we tell our children now. We survived. We made it out of Mitzrayim. You can jump 1,000 years. We made it. We survived. Not without loss. We survived through the Inquisition. We survived through the Crusades. We survived through the Inquisition and the everything else. Everything that happened to us in Klai Yisrael, all the pogroms and all the Holocaust, everything else, we're around. You want to add in Mark Twain? Now we put the Kais away. Put the Kais down. Yamana Kais. We uncover the matzahs. I'll cover the matzah like this. The Seder mood goes from Simcha. Kos is up. We're singing. The Hishamda. Then it goes to seriousness. Seriousness is when the Kos is down and the matzahs are uncovered. This is all the psukim in Parshas Kisavo. Great kasha. Your son comes home from yeshiva. Your daughter comes home from high school, seminary. Great kasha. Well, but what are we quoting Kisavo for? It's a good thing to make sure you know that these psukim are from Kisavo. They're not from Shmos Feirah Bo B'Shalo. It's from Kisavo. Why Kisavo? The Pashas Bikurim. Why we chose Kisavo? What's his name? Jack Fox's oldest son, Benji. His second oldest son, Benji Fox, once gave when he spoke between the when the Bachram come home and he spoke. He once spoke about why we choose Kisavo. I think Levi Sheinfeld, many years afterwards, said the same thing. Go through all the psukim. Givaldik from St. Mark. We translate all the psukim. It's absolutely myridic. Givaldik and fantastic. Benitzak al Hashem Elokei Avaseinu. Yitzeinu Hashem. Hashem saved us. And go through every one of these psukim until we get to the Aseres HaMakis. It's important, if you can, to translate the psukim. Important. We get to the Aseres HaMakis. By the Makis, we go around the table. We just ask every person at the table to say a brief, one-sentence explanation of what each Makkah was. It's extremely important that the Makis are explained. If a woman has to go into the kitchen to help or do whatever she has to do in the kitchen, she should go during Aram Yoyvarovi. That's when she should go. Let her go then. Say the Mavavik is over to Rami Lazos. Go then. Come back for the Makis. After the Makis, we then have these 3 paragraphs which Rambam does not have. We have 3 paragraphs that say not only were there 10 Makis. May I have to let me show you Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, Esa Makis, or Yom Lokum Chamisha Makis. 10 Makis plus 50 Makis. May I show you Mitzrayim, 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 Makis was 40, and that means it was 200. And then Rabbi Kiva says, Mitzrayim, 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 Makis, there were 50, and then there were 250. This is because, simple shot, what's going on? Either because the Mitzrayim, it's a machlokes, how much punishment do the Mitzrayim deserve? Not stam gematrias, how much punishment? Or, as the Beis Halevi says, the Makis were also to get us to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much did we sink? How far did we sink that we didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How much do we need of inspiration to see from Makis to believe again in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Okay. Then, for some reason again, this niggun has become universal, Dayenu. This part, by the way, if a woman has to go back to the kitchen, she can go back if she has to. But she has to come back for this. Now, right now, it's lachatz time. It's getting late. It's almost chatzaisik. The soup's evaporating. The food's getting burnt. And this is important. You can go quickly through the other things. This is important. This is important. It's very important. If a doctor has to miss the Seder and has to come back, I told the member this he has to say, or she has to say. This is vitally important. Shalat Yetzir the Mitzvah without it. Pesach, Matzah, Moro. Pesach, we only look. Matzah, we lift it up. Moro, we lift it up. What are you doing holding a piece of Moro in your hand? That's not happy time. A Moro, a piece of hand is this, we were Avodim. Matzahs, we were Avodim. We were Avodim. Put it down, we say. B'chol dor v'dor. Chayiv olam liris atzmo ki liyotzim mitzrayim. This is what he told the children. This is the culmination. We answered you. We had the questions. We had the answers. Questions the second time. The answers the second time. And now we are thanking Hashem because we got out. How do we thank Hashem? Cover the matzahs. Lift up the kais. L'fikach. Anachdu chayovim l'hoidus. L'halo. L'shabeach. And what do we say? Halo. Halo. Please listen. Kaf HaChaim. What an unbelievable Kaf HaChaim. Simon Tov Pei Zayin. Kaf HaChaim says, we say Hallel on Pesach night. Now here in Shul, we split. We say Aleinu, half the Shul, two-thirds of the Shul goes home, one-third or half the Shul stays and says Hallel after Ma'ariv on Pesach night, the two nights of Pesach. Right? But everybody says Hallel during the Seder. Says the Kaf HaChaim. Shar Yontif is Shabbos. Oilin hoi lomais b'madregas madrega acha madrega. On Shabbos we start off with Meiriv, then we go to Shachris, then we go to Musaf, then we go to Mincha. We're continuously climbing throughout the Shabbos, and so too through Yontif. Chol tefila tefila. Mashein kein b'leil Pesach. Sheoilin b'pamachas. Seder night, you can shoot for the stars. You can shoot for the stars. That's what he says. That's why we say Hallel at night. No other time all year we ever say Hallel at night. It's awesome to say Hallel at night. Never say Hallel at night. Mitzamo, you say Hallel at night. Because the thing is that it's Baruch because we can jump. Leil Seder, so says the Michtam of the Yoh Chelik Bey, so says the Yisrael Cherish HaVoida. Jump. We have a minute. You don't have to do this minute. We have a minute. You can figure it out anytime you want. We sing at the Seder Ani Mamen in Uvol Tzion Goel. The only time in all of Shulchan Aruch, Kol Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, the only time it says the word Mashiach is Leil Seder. Only time Mashiach is mentioned. Okay, now, here we go. You ready? Mashiach is mentioned. We asked the kashas. We went through back and forth, up and down, up and down. Going through this incredible stages. We're on a roller coaster. We're into Avdus, we're into Gula. We're into Avdus, we're into Gula. Now we said Lefikach. Then we said Halal. It's incredible. Then we're at the meal. We go through the Suda. And those of us who are still awake. And my family, my Bobby Elishom had the minig. Now we change, I have the minig. Finish benching. Depends on where you what your minig is. You fill up this kais in the middle of the Seder. Called the kais shel Eliyahu, middle of the table. Not mentioned anywhere in Gemara. Nowhere in Gemara. Not mentioned anywhere in Rambam, not in Tur, not in Mechaber. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. Not in the Ramah. Mishabura brings it down. I don't even know when we gave a Shabbos to Josh about this, when the Kosh Eliyahu started. Tell the Gazah, Kosh Eliyahu. We open the door. Shoy chamos chalagoyim eshol yaduch v'amamlochos eshebeshim chalakaro. Anger. Elagoyim. Kiyochol es Yaakov es Nevei Yishamu. Say it in English. Shvach aleim samecho. Tiyad ab yafas hashmidein. Okay, here's the meaning. Whoever goes to the door, I go to the door now in my house. I go to the door, open the door, and I give a scream. Baruch Haba. What's Baruch Haba? For who? Elio. Elio. Now, just for all of us who may be non-Hasidish, or have...
It's totally different. I mean, Elio's not coming, and that's just not done.
What's that?
I've heard... When you open the door, it's not that you're visualizing
Eliyahu. No, the plush of Shat is definitely Shvei Chamas Talagoy. However, and we want to show that we believe in Hashem, and therefore the door's unlocked, and we're even willing to open the door. However, we have a Kosh Eliyahu on the table, and Shagis Aryeh, Litvish, Shagis Aryeh, is in his room, learning, preparing a shir. his son, who was a goyin oilam, snuck into the room under the table. And the Shagas Shaya is saying, like, his son's name was Avram. Shagas Shaya says, I'm going to say this in Shir, and Avram is going to try to slug me up. And then I'm going to count the time of this. And then he's going to count the time of that. And his son's under the table. He doesn't know he's there. Son busts out of the table and says, Tata Abba, you're right. That's what I was saying. You're wrong about your count the time. And the mice are screaming at each other. They can't resolve the issue. Shagas Shaya says, okay, wait to say tonight. Eliyahu HaNavi will come, we'll ask him who's right. You hear of art? You hear how Jews lived? So he came, and they asked him. And Eliyahu said, your son's right, you're wrong. Here, Maisa. Baruch Haba. Baruch Haba. We say Baruch Haba by the Bris. The Baruch Haba by the Bris, Pashas Trot, means the baby, right? Baruch Haba. And when we sing for the Kala, Baruch, right? Okay, it's a whole shadow what that means. Also, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever, but Parshat Shadow means the Chosin Kalam. But this Baruch Haba is Eliyahu. For those people who say Baruch Haba, this is Eliyahu. What Eliyahu? Yalel Pesach. Now, there's another minig. The first time I found out about this minig, I'm telling you, I walked home, Leil Seder, I didn't know what to do with myself. The minig is that you say Baruch Haba, then Shvoi Chamoscha, and then you say Zait Moichel. Zait Moichel means you say, you walk out the door, you walk four Amos, and you say, Zayt Moichel, to Eliyahu HaNavi, that we didn't make it.
What?
We didn't make it. Make you be appearing and bringing and doing what we want you to do. Not just coming to Leil Seder, taking care of Leil Seder, changing Leil Seder, turning Leil Seder into Leil Gula. We're sorry. Zayt Moichel. Be Moichel. What a minig. What a minig. Zayt Moichel. Okay, I'm not telling you should do it, you shouldn't do it. I'm just telling you there is such a minig. I'm telling you what is happening at a safe. Okay, now, the Maaser Rabbi Yisai, at the end of the day, those people who were able to make it with their children or with their spouses through the Seder and people are still up, at the end of the day, the singing of the songs, it's also kedai to know what they mean in English. Especially. I mean, I can't tell you, I'm so embarrassed. I didn't know until I was, for sure, in my 30s, that the Vilna Gaon wrote a pirush on Chag Gadya. Even though I had this at home. But I never knew what was going on. I didn't know. Chag Gadya, what this kid's song at the end of the Seder, Chag Gadya, no, it's a Gansa Tumul. It's a Gansa Tumul. The Vilna Gaon wrote a pirush on Chag Gadya. And even if we don't want to learn the Vilna Gaon, we know that it says at the end, I mean, something's going on in this song. So all of the Nagunim are gewaldic. But there's so much more gewaldic if you can sing it with a little bit of meaning. I'm not talking about the Arizal's Kavanis. I'm talking about a little bit of meaning here. A little bit of meaning. So, Lemaisa, it's an incredible opportunity. First of all, it's a night full of mitzvahs. It's a night full of mitzvahs, full of incredible mitzvahs. It's a night full of the ability to bond with our children, our grandchildren, and whoever else may be at the Seder. Our older children, ourselves, but the bond with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's an opportunity. It's an unbelievable opportunity. So I'd like to conclude by saying, Seder night is the meal of the entire year that has more halachas than any other meal. It's more halachas than Seder night. There isn't the Purim Suda, Shabbat Suda, the combined. Sukkah, anything you want. There's more halachas than Seder night. Up the kais, down the kais, up the matzah, down the matzah, two kaisim, and the marah, and the charesis, and dipping, and that. All the halachas are gevaldic. They're all for one reason. To get us involved in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And to get us involved, to get us inspired. We should be Zeicher Rabbi Yisai to allow our Leil Seder to be a source of inspiration. Monday evening, Bez Hashem Yisborach, I'm going to take a lot of what we said tonight, and I'm going to elaborate on one kasha. The kasha is, that if the person rents, this is where I'm going to probably start, the person pays $350,000 and he rents the porch, the veranda on Esha Torah's property, and he looks out at the Kaisel with $80 a pound matzahs, with his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren sitting there with silver goblets and cases and everything. And you tap the guy on the shoulder and say, what's it like? He says, this is it, baby. This is what it's supposed to be. This is gewaldic. You tap him on the shoulder and you say, Habibi, you see the mosque? You see the mosque? We're missing something. Okay, that's what I'm talking about, man. Hold up, that's all for our voice.